Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sienna. What can I assist you with today?
What is the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
What online vendors? Tell her to turn it off. Tell her to, what? Yeah, tell her to change. Tell her, hold on 1 second. I'm talking to him. We had some charges that we disputed through you guys, and we don't know where the charges came from.
Okay, can I start off by getting your zip code?
43004.
Okay, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Dennis Johnson. I'm what companies do you guys represent as a third party?
We have over 300 vendors that we service. Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't name all of them.
A different first name?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yeah, because we had the bank on the phone. There was two charges that came on our. What's the name of your company that you work for?
No, sir, we're a private call center.
So you can't tell me the name. You can't tell me the name of your company that you work for?
No, sir, we're just a third party call center.
Okay, I don't understand what would be the difference. I mean, you know, why wouldn't you be able just to say who you work for?
Because we're a third-party call center. But how much was the charge for, sir?
50, what was it for? Was that? Wait a minute. Okay, hang on. My wife's looking it up.
You're fine. And you said the account's under your name. And what was your first name again?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm talking to someone on the phone. You're telling me you're a third-party vendor. And I'm speaking to somebody, and I don't want to give out all a bunch of information. That's why I'm trying to see who you are. I know you know, I'm speaking to a person. I don't know what company you represent. I don't know how you're looking up any account that I have, you know.
Yes, sir. So if you say you have a charge for our company, that means you have an account. So to pull up an account, I would need a first name and a last name. You gave me your zip code, but the only Johnson is a Cheryl Lidge Johnson.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah, that's. That's,
I asked if it would be under a different name.
No, it is Cheryl Liz Johnson.
Yes, sir. And can you verify your shipping address so I could explain the charge?
1600 Bent Maple Drive.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. Yeah, my car.
You still there, bud?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I was just waiting for your account to load.
Okay.
Okay. So it's under Cheryl. So does she remember on July 14th paying $5.74 for the KitchenAid sweepstakes? Kitchen sweepstakes. It could have been a mixer, a blender, ice maker, anything like that.
No,
she didn't do that.
So to explain this account, the sweepstakes was entered and paid $5.74 on July 14th. And then before you pay that shipping charge, it'll say in the terms and conditions 3 or 5 days later, you'll be enrolled in the factory direct store. That's that 56 charge you're seeing. And with that membership fee, you receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use on that website.
No. Can you cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. I've already canceled it for you, and I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie,
261-057-533. Okay. And so that the 56 will be refunded in the 574?
No, ma'am. So since you say you disputed these charges, you would have
We didn't dispute it yet. We're trying to figure out the bank told us to call. They gave us this number to call.
Okay, so the charges have not been disputed.
No,
because they told us to call this number to find out where the charges came from first.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so since they haven't been disputed, I have refunded $56.95 along with the $5.74 shipping charge. So you'll see both of those charges back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, ma'am. You too.
Bye-bye.